Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Chaf Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom, by the words Yosef Rav Kahana. So the Gemara just said, the halacha, Rava told us, that the halacha Moshe Mesinai of Chavoit Rami, which allows us to view something which is higher as if it was lower, that halacha Moshe Mesinai is only said about something that's a tefach wide. We have a braisa that says that that's the case, a Mishnah even, that says that that's the case when it comes to Tumah V'Taira, that the shear is that we could only say Chavoit Rami when something's a tefach. Rava applied that halacha Moshe Mesinai also to the halachas of Sukkah, to other areas of the Torah besides the halachas of Tumah V'Taira. So says the Gemara now, Yasser Rav Kahana V'Kamar L'Lahash Maitza, he was saying over this memra of Rava, that Rava says that we only apply Chavoit Rami when something's a tefach wide, b'chol ha-Torah kula, not just with regards to Tumah, everywhere in the Torah, in all areas of Torah, only if something's a tefach wide, so then we could apply the Halacha Moshe Mesinai of Chavoit Rami. And on that, Amar Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, the Kol Heicha D'Las Bei Tefach Lo Yamrinin Chavoit Rami, is that true, that we only say Chavoit Rami when something's a tefach wide? Okay, of course, you brought a Mishnah that says that with regards to the halachas of an ayo, with Tumah V'Taira, that that's the case. But are we supposed to learn from there that that's a klal and kol tara kula, that we only say Chavoit Rami when something's a tefach wide? I'll bring you a proof that we could say Chavoit Rami even when something's not a tefach wide. V'atanya, we learned in a braisa. So the Brais is going to be discussing a case of a Mavoi. And we're going to discuss three different types of cases of Mavoi. The main case that we're bringing up this Brais for is really for the last one. It's going to be for the third case. But once we're mentioning it, so we'll mention the entire Brais. So again, it's a Brais about a Mavoi. It's an alleyway that's closed off on three sides. Chazal said that even though midaraisa, it's a Rosh HaYachid, you're only allowed to carry inside. If you do some sort of tikkun, you put up a lechi, you put up a kaira, this Bryce is going to be discussing a kaira, the crossbeam that goes on top of the entranceway of the mavoi. So it says the Bryce like this. The first case is as follows. Kaira hayaitza mikaisel zeh. You have the kaira, it goes, it leaves from one side of the mavoi, from one side of the entranceway. Ve'ena neigas b'kaisel zeh. But it doesn't quite get to the other side. It's a beam, it goes across, and then it doesn't quite get to the other wall. That's one case. V'chein, another similar type of case, where you have a kaira which doesn't go across the entire entranceway. It's shtei kaira, it's two separate beams. Achas etzah mikoisel zeh, v'achas etzah mikoisel zeh. Each beam leaves from the other side of the entranceway. V'einan neigai zu bezu. But they don't quite reach in the middle. They get close to each other in the middle, but they don't quite touch with each other. So they're both different cases of a kaira that doesn't go completely across. One's that it goes all the way across from one side and doesn't get to the other wall. The other case, the second case, is they go from both walls and they don't touch each other in the middle. In either case, as the Braisa, if there's a space of less than three tefachim, either less than three tefachim between the two kairos, like in the second case, or less than three tefachim from the kaira to the second wall, in either event, if there's less than three tefachim, so we could apply lavud to close up the gap, and ein tzarich lahavi kaira acheres, you won't need to bring another kaira to fix up the mavoi will be mutter to carry inside of. However, shleisha, once there's a space of three tefachim, so now we can't apply lavud. So it comes out we don't have a kaira going all the way from one side to the other. And mameila tzarich lahavi kaira acheres, a person would have to bring another kaira to fix up the mavoi. He'll need to get another kaira. That's the tanakama. That's tali in three tefachim because the shear of lavud is tali in three tefachim. Once something is three tefachim, we don't apply lavud. However, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel leimer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, and no. That pachis mi arba ain't tzarich lahavi kaira acheres. Arba tzarich lahavi kaira acheres. The magic number isn't three, the magic number is four. And that's because the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it's interesting, we never mentioned him until now. We've mentioned Lavud quite a number of times. Finally, the Gemara tells us that the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is that the magic number of Lavud is not three. He holds that the magic number is four. So therefore, he says, in this case, it's the same idea, but being that he holds the magic number of Lavud is four, so as long as the space is less than four tefachim, we could apply Lavud, and you won't need to get another kaira. But if the space is four tefachim, then we can't apply Lavud, and that's when the person is going to have to get another kaira. That's the first case of the Braisa. Again, not really Nageel Inyanenu, but that's the first case of the Braisa. Second case of the Braisa, also not the one that we're bringing the Braisa for. V'chein shtei kairais hamasimais, and you have two twin kairais, you have two side posts that are side by side with each other. They're side by side with each other. The thing over here is that loy bezu kedei lekabel ariach, v'loy bezu kedei lekabel ariach. So the halacha is like this. A kaira, which is the crossbeam which goes across the mavoi, it has to have a certain thickness. It has to be able to be makabel in ariach. It has to be able to hold an ariach. What's an ariach? Ariach is half of a levaina, it's half of a brick. A standard brick that Chazal speak about, a standard brick, a standard levaina, is a square that measures 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. A squared brick, it was 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. So in a riach, which is half a brick, it's half a levaina, if you cut a square in half, it comes out, it's gonna be 3 tvachim, a length of 3 tvachim, with a width of only 1.5 tvachim. So the width is only 1.5 tvachim. The shear for a kaira to be kasher is that it has to be the shear that it could hold up the width of a brick that's on top of it with its width. So it has to be able to hold up a brick that measures a width, that has a width of 1.5 tvachim. In order to do that, the kaira itself needs to be 1 tefach wide. So when we say that a kaira is not able to be mekabel nariach, it's really just another way of saying that the kaira is less than a tefach, and the shear for a kaira is a tefach. So again, so says the Braisa, you have these two kairas that are side by side with each other, but the chiddush is over here is loy bezu kedei lekabel ariach, v'loy bezu kedei lekabel ariach. Both kairas independently are less than a tefach wide. Neither one of them by themselves could hold up an ariach. Each one is less than a tefach. Together, it's the shear of a tefach. Says the Braisa, im mekabelus ariach l'rachvay tefach, if together it has a shear of a tefach, and therefore it could be mekabel an ariach l'rachvay, it could hold up in a brick, a half a brick, with its width, so meaning to say that it's a tefach. So again, so the im mekabeis ariach l'rachvay, if it could be mekabel ariach l'rachvay, meaning to say that the kairis together is the shear of a tefach, so then, ein tzarich lahavi kaira cheres. So then, being that they're right next to each other, so they could combine with each other, and we'll say that the mavui has a kaira, even though each individual beam is less than that tefach, which is the minimum shear of a kaira, being that their mam is sandwiched with each other, so we could say that that's considered like one kaira, and you don't need to bring another kaira. The imlav, however, if even together, it's not a shear of a tefach, so then sarach lahavi kaira cheres, then obviously, then you'll need to bring a new kaira. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is chaylik, and he says that no, in mekabelis ariach la'arkoi shloisha tefachim. That no, it has to be able to be mekabel in ariach with its to its length, which is 3 tefachim, and only if the kairos are able to be mekabel the ariach la'arkoi, which means even though each kairos is less than a tefach, it means that they're spread apart just enough that they could hold up a brick by its length, which is 3 tefachim, a half a brick, sorry, by its length, which is 3 tefachim, so these two kairos are not mamish sandwiched with each other. Shimon ben Gamliel says that even if they're not mamish right next to each other, but they're far apart in a way that they could hold up the brick that's 3 tefachim, so then, ein tzarech lahavi kaira cheres, then you don't need to bring another kaira, v'em lav tzarech lahavi kaira cheres, but if not, then you need to bring another kaira. Again, that case was not why we mentioned the Braisa, we mentioned that case agav. Now, the third and final case of the Braisa, which is why we're bringing the Braisa, is for a similar case as the second case. It's again, it's two kairos that are right next to each other. However, they're not on the same level. One of them is higher than the other. Says the Braisa, "Hayu achas lemaila v'achas lemata." So it's the same case. Each kaira is less than the tefach. And if they would be on the same height, so then it would be that together they're a tefach. The problem is that they're not at the same height. One of them is higher than the other one. One of them is lower than the other one. So says the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says that Aimer, that he says that Ryan hel yoino ki ilu hulamata, vesatachtoina ki ilu hulamala, we view them as if they're on the same level, and like that we'll have a kashra kaira. Ubilvad, one condition, is shalait tehe al yoino lamala miasrim, ama vetachtoina lamata miasara. But that's only if each kaira is in a place where it's technically kosher to be used as a kaira. A kaira cannot be lower than 10 tefachim, similar to sukkah, and a kaira cannot be lamaila mi'esra ma'ama, also similar to sukkah, like we had a beis aleph. A kaira has to be above 10 and below 20. So now, Rabbi Yossi qualifies and he says that when is it that we can view them, that they're on the same level? It's only if they're starting off in a place where it's be'etzim, a place which is roy to be a kashera kaira. So as long as the higher one is not more than 20 amos tall, and the lower one is not under 10 tfachim tall, so then we could view them as if they're on the same level, and like that we'll have a kashera kaira. But it's mashma, says the Gemara, it's mashma from Rabbi Yossi, hazev izeh besoy chesrim, that as long as both of them are within Esther Mamo, they're both lower than 20, even though they're at completely different heights. One could be 19 amos, the other one could be 12 amos. It could be mamish many, many amos apart. Still, the halacha is Amrin and Chavayt Rami. Still, we'll say to view them that they're on the same level, aka Chavayt Rami. We'll apply Chavayt Rami. Afal Gavdalas Beit Tefach. Now, here's the clincher. The thing is over here, we're obviously talking about that the two kairos are less than a tefach. If any of the kairos are a tefach, so then there's no need to come on to Chavayt Rami. Stam, a kairo only has to be a tefach wide, so we already have a kashra kairo. We're obviously talking about a case where each kairo is less than a tefach. And you see that we're applying Chavayt Rami even when something is less than a tefach. So this is the Gemara's kasha, that how could Rava say that we only apply Chavayt Rami when something's a tefach wide? You see from this case of the Kaira that we apply Chavayt Rami even when something is not a tefach wide. So this was the Kasha, again, so this was that Rav Kahana was sitting and saying over the memory of Rava, and Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana this Kasha from the case of the Kaira. So Rav Kahana responded, Amar Lei Taritz Ve'imahachi. Rav Kahana said that you could answer like this. Ubovad, when the Braisa said, when Rabbi Yossi says that it can't be, it just can't be that the top one is higher than 20 and the bottom one's lower than 10, this is really what he meant to say. Ubovad Shaloi Tehei Al Yayna Lamalami Esrim Ela Besaych Esrim. The top one cannot be higher than 20. It has to be within 20. And then, and then it has to be that the lower beam is within 3 tfachim of it. Inami, and again, this is what the Braisa meant to say, this is what Rabbi Yossi meant to say, that inami, as long as the bottom one's not below 10 tfachim, it's above 10 tfachim, and then the and then the higher beam is within 3 tfachim from it. But the point is that what Rabbi Yossi was relying on over here was not Chavayt Rami. It's not a case of Chavayt Rami. That's why we could view them as being on the same level, even though it's not a tefach wide. This whole idea that they had to be a tefach wide was only when it comes to Chavayt Rami. Lavud, we could say, Lavud applies even by something that's not a tefach wide. And what Rabbi Yossi was saying in this brisa wasn't a din in Chavayt Rami. Rather, says Rav Kahana, what Rabbi Yossi was saying was a din in Lavud. That the brisa meant to say, Rabbi Yossi meant to say that they have to be within 3 tefachim of each other. Aval Shleisha, continuing the Gemara, but Aval Shleisha, once it's 3 tefachim, so then kaven de les be tefach, since hagufa, since it doesn't have a width of a tefach, lo yomrin chavayt rami and a chanami, we cannot use chavayt rami in this case of the braisa because each kaira is less than a tefach wide. Chavayt rami is not going to save us over here. The only thing that could redeem this mavoy is lavud, and that's what Rabbi Yossi meant to say, that the top beam has to be within 20 and then the bottom beam has to be within 3 tefachim of that. The bottom beam has to be above 10 and then the top beam has to be within 3 tfachim of that bottom beam. That's what Rabbi Yossi meant to say. It's not a halacha about Chavayt Rami. He was simply saying a halacha about Lavud. Says the Gemara Vayter, we mentioned in the Mishnah Chav Beizim and Aleph that Vishatzilasam Ruba Mechamasa Ksheira. We said that if the sukkah, if the schach provides more shade than it does sun, so then the sukkah is Ksheira. Frak the Gemara, Haki Adadi Psula. It's mashma from the Mishnah that what would be if it's 50-50? The Mishnah says, if it provides more shade than it does sun, so then it's kosher. Mashma, if it's 50-50, so then the sukkah is psula. The problem is that Vatanan, we have a Mishnah. Mishnah Bezim and Aleph, the very first Mishnah in the Masechta, Vatnan Beidach Pirkin, we learned in the other parak, referring to the first parak of the Masechta, the very first Mishnah. The Mishnah over there said that Vishachemasa Maruba Mitzilasa Psula, it said that if the Schach provides more sun than it does shade, so then the sukkah is pasul. Now that is mashma, haki adadi ksheira. It's mashma that if it's equal, if it's 50-50, sun and shade, so then the sukkah is ksheira. So it comes out that the diukim of our Mishnah on Chav Bezim and Aleph, and the diuk of the Mishnah on Bezim and Aleph, are mamish head-on collision, they're soyser each other. The Mishnah on Bezim and Aleph is mashma that it's only if it's more sun, so then the sukkah is pasul. If it would be 50-50, it would be kosher. Our our Mishnah's mashman chaf beis amud aleph that it's only if it's more shade. So then the sukkah's kosher. Mashman if it would be 50-50, then the sukkah would be pasul. So says the Gemara loy kasha. It's not a stira. Kan mila mailo, kan mila mata. We'll read the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Come on, many times you have kan this in Shas, it's always a machlokes rishonim, which one's which. The way Rashi learns the Gemara is kan mila mailo, our Mishnah chav beis amud aleph is talking about the top, it's talking about the schach, and kan mila mata, the Mishnah on beis amud aleph was talking about the floor. Meaning to say like this, that which our Mishnah said that it's only if there's more shade than it is sun, then the sukkah is kosher. If it's 50-50, it's pasul. That's referring to the schach. If the schach, if 50% of the top of the sukkah is covered with schach and 50% is not, so then the way the sun works, just the metzias in science, is that if you have a small hole on top, it makes for a lot of sunlight on the bottom. So if you have a sukkah that's only 50% covered with schach, the sukkah is pasul because then on the bottom, you're going to be experiencing a lot of sun. So therefore, 50-50 of schach is going to be pasul. The ha milamata, but on beis amud aleph, when we said that if it's 50-50, it's kosher, that's talking about on the bottom. That if you look on the bottom of the sukkah, and you see that there's 50-50 sunlight versus shade, so then it's the opposite. Then you know it must be that really on top, there's a lot of schach. Because if even on bottom it's 50-50, it must be on top that there's a lot of schach, and therefore the sukkah is kosher. And says the Gemara that this is like Amara Papa, Hainu Damri Inchi, this is just like that which people say that kezuzah mila'el ke'isra mila'sachas, that a small hole, a small coin like kezuz makes for an isra on the bottom, it makes for a larger coin on the bottom. Meaning to say that if you have a small hole on top, when the sun goes through it, the light then spreads out as it goes down, and mamelo will make for more sun. So therefore there's no stir in the Mishnah on Beis and the Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. It's talking about two different areas of the sukkah. Really, a sukkah just has to have a really 50-50 if it's on the bottom. It's only if it's on the bottom that it's kosher. 50-50 on the top is going to be possible because then there's going to end up being more sunlight in the sukkah than there is shade. Says the Gemara Vayter, Mu'uva Kamin Bayis. This is the last case we had in the Mishnah. We said if the schach is so thick that you can't even see any stars, so the sukkah is going to be kosher. So that was the din of the Mishnah, that if you, even though you can't see any stars, the halacha is that the sukkah is kosher. Says the Gemara now, Tan Rabbanan Abraisa, which elaborates more on this point of the Mishnah. The Braisa says like this, Ha-Mu'uva Kamin Bayis. Let's say you pile on the schach. There's a lot of schach on top of the sukkah. Mamish like a house, a lot of schach, even though you cannot see any stars inside, still the halacha is that the sukkah is kshera. Even though you look up at night and you can't see any stars, still the halacha is that the sukkah is kosher. That was the din of our Mishnah. Now says the Braisa, that's when it comes to night stars. However, if you can't see the sun stars, now what's the sun stars? The sun stars, the way most Rishayim at least seem to learn, is that it's really just referring to the rays of the sun. That's the way we call it, the koich vechama, the stars of the sun. It's really just referring to the rays of the sun. That if you can't even see the rays of the sun, so that means that the schach is really thick. It's one thing you can't see the night stars. So that you can't even see rays of the sun means that the schach is even thicker than that. If you can't even see the rays of the sun, so then Beishamei Paislin, that level of thickness already, Beishamei holds that the entire sukkah is pasul. That's not considered a sukkah anymore. Ubeisil machshir, and Beisil says that even such a sukkah is kosher. So according to Beis Hillel, no matter what, the sukkah is going to be kosher. Whether you can't see night stars, whether you can't see rays of the sun, the sukkah is always going to be kosher. Seemingly, we'll pass in like Beis Hillel, and it's going to come out that a sukkah, you don't have to see stars. There seems to be an understanding in the world that you have to be able to see stars. L'chaira, from this Gemara, it should come out that you don't have to see stars through the schach of your sukkah. So where does it come from that many people have this understanding that the sukkah needs to see stars? The answer is that they're really right. Because in Shulchan Aruch, that's what it says. In Shulchan Aruch, it says that when you make a sukkah, you have to make it in a way, l'chatchila at least, but the Eved, it won't passel the sukkah, but l'chatchila, you have to be able to see stars through the schach.
Question is where does the Shulchan Aruch get that from? L'chaira, it seems to be not like that. It seems to say not like that in our Mishnah and in our Gemara. Even Beis Hillel Mamash holds you never have to be able to see any sort of stars, not night stars, not day stars. So where does the Shulchan Aruch get it from? The L'chadchila, you have to be able to see the stars. The answer is that it comes from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in our Mishnah is Medayik, that a sukkah that's Mu'uva Kamin Bayis, it's Kshera, it's Bidiyavid, it's Kosher. If you did it like that, so then it's Kosher. But L'chadchila, a person is supposed to be able to see stars through the schach, and that's how it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that lechatchila, a person is supposed to see stars through the schach. Now there's an interesting machlaikis as to why that is. The way the Levush learns is that it's really just a simon about the thickness of the schach. There's no really idea, there's no Indian batsan, there's no Indian of seeing stars. It's just that the way to measure how thick your schach is by measuring it by way of saying, could you see stars through the schach? So really, seeing the stars is really just the din in the schach of the thickness of the schach. If you can't see any stars, it means that the schach is very thick. So it comes out, according to the Levush, the din of the Shulchan Aruch is that lechatchila, a person is supposed to make his schach in a way that it's not so thick. He could see stars through the schach, it isn't too thick. The Prima Gadim learns differently. The Prima Gadim learns that it's a din in the sukkah, it's not a din in the thickness of the schach. The Prima Gadim learns that there's an inyan to see stars on sukkahs. When you're in the sukkah, you're supposed to be able to see stars. When a person sees stars, he thinks more about the Bar Olam, he thinks more about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there's an Indian when you're in the sukkah to be thinking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, says the Prima Gadim, when you're in the sukkah, you're supposed to see stars. There's an Indian to see stars. It's a din in the sukkah. It's not a din in the thickness of the schach. It's a din in the sukkah. And the very practical nafkamina is with regards to how much of your schach needs to be that you could see the stars. According to the Prima Gadim, you just need to have one spot. According to the Prima Gadim, your entire sukkah, and he says this ladia, he says your entire sukkah could have very thick schach. It could be that your entire sukkah kemat, you cannot see the stars. As long as in one corner you could see stars, so then you're mekayim this din. Lechatchila, you have to be able to see the stars. As long as in one corner you could see stars, now your sukkah is a sukkah by which you could see the stars. However, according to Levush, it comes out that really seeing the stars is just a simon about how thick your schach is. Schach is, at least l'chadchila, possible if you cannot see any stars. So according to the Levush, you shouldn't have any area of four consecutive tfachim where you cannot see stars. There has to be at least within every area four tfachim where you could see stars l'chadchila. Otherwise, the schach itself is l'chadchila possible. It's a din in the schach that the schach is too thick. So it's a very practical, very, very, very nagin nafkamina. According to Levush, you have to be careful that you shouldn't have any area in your sukkah that's four tfachim in a row where you can't see stars. Whereas according to the Prima Gadim, you just have to have one little spot.